companies are learning to fear Victor.
The intimidator.
Good morning. This is Julie Fedorchak. We're back online for the admin portion of the regularly scheduled commission meeting. I call the admin portion to order. There are a couple items on consent, and I move passage of those items.
Second.
We have a motion, a second. Is there further discussion?
Just to welcome Jordan Burns to the new environmental engineer position. When does he start, Daryl?
May 23rd.
May 23rd. Okay, very good. We'll look forward to meeting him and glad we filled that spot.
Yeah, right.
And any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, we have one item for discussion, and that is Jax.
If the commissioners remember, there we had discussion about using substantive ALJs in damage prevention cases. I did have a conversation with a couple of you already about the usage of them, and I just thought I'd bring it up for discussion to see if we have some sort of consensus on this. I noticed these cases here, but it's more just a general discussion that I was looking to have because some of these are fairly simple cases, and it may be useful to have a substantive ALJ. I talked with Pat a little bit about it, and of course, having a substantive ALJ may require a little more money, and since this doesn't come out of any sort of fees that we receive, it may be more expensive. But on the other hand, it may be cheaper if we do two hearings in one day with a substantive ALJ. We may be able to get through a couple faster and could ultimately save some money in legal fees in that regard.
My understanding was we hire ALJs regardless, so it's just a slightly higher fee for a substantive ALJ because they have to write a draft order. Is that the big difference?
More hours.
Right. Generally, my understanding was just the more time put into it, so more billable hours for the case.
Well, what I told Jack, I mean, to get it out there early is I if you guys want to do a substantive ALJ, but I'm still going to go to the hearings because these are my experience with these damage prevention ones. If it actually gets to a hearing, it becomes very complex. So I would just as soon. So if I'd just as soon do the hearings ourselves, because we have they're complex by the time they get to us. So if we have an ALJ writing the order, then if we don't agree with it, then so be it. But so if you want to go through some ALJ, great. But I'll still sit alongside for the questions.
Well, so we have four of these coming up. I mean, is it? I envision these almost becoming like traffic court, where you have the ALJ that sets a time once every. You have quarterly, maybe, hearing days for all of these types of cases, and you just kind of rip through them. So is it feasible to do that with us or, you know, the same type of thing, or does it just get too burdensome when all of us are participating?
I think it really depends on the case. Some of them would probably be faster. Some of them are fairly simple, I think. Not all of them are that simple, but some of them really don't have too much to them. I think Victor could probably speak to that.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't think we're going to have any of the northern excavating type of situations, you know, where we're, you know, a couple of all-day hearings for these things. I mean, we're talking, you know, one or two cases at a crack. I would guess at most half a day per case, unless it's very complex and depending if they, you know, if the company brings attorneys and things like that.
Why are we trying to lump all these at once? I mean, we don't ever say, are we going to have substantive ALJs on pipelines? We case-specific, we decide. So I'm not sure why
it's
you guys...
just an idea to try to keep the cases moving and keep, you know, some sort of regular method for getting the cases processed.
Couldn't we do that with the three of us? I mean, whatever you guys...
Yeah, I mean, you could. That's the question.
I just noticed in our whenever we have these cases, just like today, there was good discussion on a consent order. There will be that same kind of discussion on what an ALJ recommends if we're not part of it. So I'm open to it if there's something, but I think the time and effort that sends a different message if we're the ones sitting here than an ALJ. It's in our building.
And we could do it on a case-by-case basis, too.
I do like Julie's idea, though, of just note it, whatever we have in front of us, notice it for all these cases at some time. And like traffic court, I'm open to that, too.
I'm fine with having the ALJs as well, but I do have a question on that. As costs continue to increase then? And I had not thought of this before when we just had the substantive ALJs, and it wasn't that big of a dollar amount, so I didn't give it as much thought.
And it was if money filed on their cases because it was citing cases. It wasn't our dollars.
If someone is assessed a penalty in a case and by an ALJ and for our approval, if they are assessed a penalty plus the costs, does that work then that they would pay the costs rather than us, and that's not allowable?
Administrative agencies don't assess costs except the costs of investigation can be assessed against if later found in violation.
Okay.
We've talked about the possibility of doing that also in these cases. If there are costs to the investigation, you know, some outside costs.
We generally don't have any. Up to this point, we haven't anyway.
Well, sometimes I think we... hearings get longer because the three of us are there, and we make some things that can be simple more complicated. But I kind of was excited to try the substantive ALJ thing, but maybe the middle ground is lumping them all together with us as the hearing officers, and seeing how that goes, seeing if we can get through them in a quick way. The other challenge with us is our schedules. But, again, maybe we just start blocking off time ahead of time, and if we don't need it, if there's no cases, then that day's, you know, free. So we could look at scheduling, you know, 2 days a year or three or something for these kinds of hearings, and then it's available and we've planned for it.
I guess I'm just still a little bit confused. I get it, but why don't we just stick with the regular press? You guys figure out what cases you want, just like we would at Wood Farm. Come in and say, these are the cases that we don't think we're going to have a consent order. These are the cases that we need to process for you, and we'll look through them, and then we'll make a recommendation to our colleagues and say, if it looks like something that's straightforward, then we'd recommend an ALJ in those cases. Otherwise, we would notice it. I guess I'm confused why we're trying to change the procedure. Just stick with what we've been doing. Just get together the batch that you want, and we'll get the notice put together, and then we can decide if it's an ALJ notice or we need the whole thing. I just think if they're real easy cases, Deprise will probably have them worked out before they get to us, is what I think.
Generally, yeah.
So to say that, it's hard to say one way or the other until we see what cases you've got, and we can review them.
I would tend to agree. I mean, there could be such a variation. I mean,
right.
You know, we might have a couple that might be simpler that would only take a couple
of hours.
Why
don't you prepare which ones you think are ready to go and put a block together and get it ready to go, and then we'll look at those with the cases in front of us, and then we could decide.
Yeah, we could easily have two or three prepared to get some dates for the next meeting.
I'm okay with you guys just recommending too. I don't need to be involved in deciding which ones are need of ALJ and which ones don't, and you know, a big discussion about that is not something I need to be part of.
Fair enough.
I agree with that, and I'm fine with the route you've kind of laid out here, but I just do want to emphasize, you know, there's a difference between lumping these or turning them over to an ALJ from a citing case. You know, in citing cases, we're talking, you know, many millions, sometimes hundreds of millions of dollars value projects. In any of these cases, we know it's not more than a $25,000 assessment. It's not, most of them aren't life-altering for people and for the economy. And so depending on how frequently we start getting these, I mean, when you think of how many we had 4 or 5 years ago to how many we have now, I don't know if this is going to turn into kind of a full-time job or what.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to look at going this route for now and seeing what we need to do in the future with them.
Well, to beat the dead horse a little harder, the problem with ALJ decisions is you basically accept or reject. and you don't really have a lot of questions. And so that my experience, my interpretation of what I was seeing my colleagues talk about, you guys have a lot of questions. And so you'll have those, and I have a lot of questions. So we'll have those questions when we get the ALJ decisions, and then you kind of fed something that you, it's hard to change much other than going back and having hearings again. So, but let's just do that. Get a batch together, and we can meet this afternoon or tomorrow, and we'll just move forward.
Yeah, I don't know, like, in that last, some of these hearings that we've had on this, they've taken a long time. There's been a lot of, you know, Q&A and stuff, but the facts are the facts. I mean, they really weren't that questionable when it came right down to it. It's like you didn't use care and you didn't follow the law, and you might have an excuse for it, but but it doesn't change the facts. So I tend to see them a little bit more like Randy, that they might just be more cut and dried. But let's try a batch and see how it goes, and we can always alter from there. I'm comfortable with that.
Sounds good.
Okay, so that's that. We don't have any other items on the agenda for discussion. Does anybody else have one to add?
I just have a question, and I'm okay with it, but we moved the commission meeting to May 5th. Am I missing something May 4th?
I was noticing that too.
I'm fine with it, and I've actually scheduled stuff on May 4th, but I was wondering if there was something that we'd miss scheduling or I'd miss we're supposed to be somewhere else.
I don't remember why we did that either, but I've since planned things on May 4th as well.
Okay, I just
anybody else know?
I don't remember. I'm thinking like
I almost thought we didn't have a meeting for a month because I didn't remember moving that.
I don't even remember why we didn't use May 6th, much less May 4th.
May 6th is a Friday.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got on April here.
Okay, so then. Okay, I'm fine with it. I just want to make sure I wasn't not going to a hearing on May 4th or something
right.
I'm supposed to be at.
I hope not. I don't know. Boy.
I don't know what the issue was on the 4th either anymore.
Okay.
Was it the assistant secretary? I see that on the 3rd. Was that a date that we were holding for her maybe point?
It may have been that, or we were, since that deal's the 3rd, that we left the 4th open to get ready for the meeting in the 5th. Who knows? But I just wanted to confirm I wasn't missing something.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Okay. I was confused by that as well. Okay, so anybody?
Cinco de Mayo, so.
discussion matters. We'll move down to then scheduling. There's just the one thing, but I wanted to add the meeting, the three of us, to start talking and preparing for the budget. And I think that's just a discussion that the three of us need to have and start talking about kind of broad general direction. And so, and then I did notice a bunch of stuff come in from Brady Wind, of late filed exhibits from the first one.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if we're ready to. I just throw it out there since it'll be a couple weeks before.
I think it's great to put it in a schedule.
Work session.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, I think the ALJ was planning on deciding that, but if the commission wants to decide that, that's good to know today. The Brady Wind. The Brady Wind late filed stuff is all sitting in front of the ALJ.
Yeah. I'm just saying a work session.
A work session.
We just want to schedule a work session.
That's a great idea because our schedules are getting very full.
Do you mean on the citing app or on the question of whether an additional late filed can come in?
No, on the citing app.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The judge should still make that other decision.
Yes. Okay. Good. Okay. So what do we – let's see. We've just got these three items. Let's see here. Next week Brian, I'm out on Monday and Tuesday of next week.
Vic and I are going to New Mexico for some power line stuff. At the afternoon, depending how long that hearing goes, the 20th in the morning, I got nothing the Wednesday afternoon or Thursday morning.
We have, the formal hearing on Otter Tail. You think that'll just take the morning?
I can't imagine more than a couple, 3 hours, but
it's only scheduled from 9 to noon.
Okay. What about Wednesday afternoon then? Do we want to do that when?
Number one
or number two?
Yeah.
Which is the budget.
Frankly, I'm okay with doing both.
Yeah, it's fine with me.
I don't want to. I want to leave a little bit more breathing because I'll be on Monday, Tuesday, and I have to be gone on Thursday again. So I want to leave some work time in that day with the hearing all morning. So let's just schedule one of those. Which one do you want to do most?
Well, I'd like to get moving on the decommissioning.
Okay, let's stuff, do that.
But I don't know how pressing. You've been talking more with Josh as far as our budget stuff.
No, I think we're okay.
We still got time. Okay. Yep. So let's do number one on the afternoon of the 27th. Okay. I don't care what time.
Should we say one?
Let's give ourselves a little more time just in case.
1:30?
Yeah, or maybe even two. Then we can give ourselves
okay.
a full 3 hours for the other thing if we need it.
Okay, 2 o'clock.
On the 27th.
April 27th. Then we'll have to go into the next week for the next ones.
Just make sure you all note that April 28th will be the draft for the NFL.
Okay.
Just in case you need to make a note of that. I'll be at the Bison Turf, so if you two are going to be there, we'll need to notice it that night.
Which door would we put the sign on, everyone?
Both of them.
Would we have time on the 2nd, May 2nd, for the budget meeting?
Sure. We have a MARC meeting at 1:30, right, Stace? But we could adjust
that. Morning,
that.
Maybe?
I have to be in Minot in the afternoon on the 2nd.
For Tom Seymour's retirement?
Yeah.
By chance?
Mm-hmm. That doesn't work then because I'm wrapped up in the morning.
You're wrapped up in the morning. Okay. And Thursday, and the 3rd is, okay, Wednesday I'm in Williston. Then we have a commission meeting. What about Friday morning?
Good with me. We have something at 11:30, so we could meet before then. Oh, the Petroleum Council is 11:30.
Yep, that works for me on in the, before that Petroleum Council.
Should we just say 9?
Sure.
9 on Friday. This okay. So the budget meeting will be the May 6th.
And that's also Mother's Day weekend, Julie, just so you don't forget.
Wait, we better, I mean, what are we? When are we do this work session? Are you guys, do we want to do any of this stuff on Wednesday, on this Friday? Are you guys here on Friday, the 22nd?
It would have to be right away in the morning.
Wow, huh?
You're not available on the 22nd in the morning?
No, we could work with that. Like Randy said, it'd have to be early.
9?
Sure, or even earlier.
8:30? 8? Maybe we should do the budget meeting then and then do the work session on May 6th. Does that give...
Yeah, how about that?
Okay.
Or we could do the budget and the work session on May 6th.
Well, yeah, we could, but I...
Whatever you
rather,
want,
would you rather not talk about the budget stuff or not jam up Friday morning?
Yeah, I'm fine with whatever you want.
Okay, what do we have now?
All right. Well, let's just, okay, May 6th for the budget and the work session.
8:30.
Let's see, the 6th, we have an 11:30 meeting, is it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's say...
That's off-site, though, so we need to...
Right. Sure, 8:30 for the budget, and then let's do the work session at 9:30, work session on Brady.
And then the judge will have decided all whatever he's going to decide and that stuff for that. Wow.
Okay. April 22nd, there's a meeting with MDU and Basin Electric at
camp. That's me. That shouldn't be on the schedule for everybody.
No, it's not on mine.
Okay. All right. Anything else for scheduling?
Good call on the Brady one. Get that rolling.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll want that thing turned around. Okay, I think that concludes our work. Thanks, everybody. We are adjourned.